Welcome back to Science Tonight. I'm your host, John Coder. This evening, we're joined by Aura, one of the most insightful experts in artificial intelligence. Aura, great to have you on.
Thanks so much, John. It's always a pleasure to be here and chat science with you.
Our first headline is making a lot of noise. OpenAI has just launched its voice engine, which can clone a person's voice using only 15 seconds of audio. How does this work? And what does it mean for the future of text-to-speech and voice technology?
The introduction of OpenAI's voice engine is a major turning point for voice technology. At its core, this system leverages advances in neural network-based speech synthesis, often called generative AI for voices. With just a brief 15-second sample of someone's speech, the AI analyzes unique features, accent, timbre, cadence, and even subtle quirks in pronunciation. Once it's learned those characteristics, the engine can generate natural-sounding speech that's almost indistinguishable from the original speaker, but for any text you provide. The applications are fascinating. Imagine custom virtual assistants, restoring voices for people who've lost them, or even allowing you to speak multiple languages in your own voice. But, and this is critical, it also raises big ethical issues. Voice is personal. Cloning someone's voice so quickly raises concerns about consent, privacy, and the potential for misuse. Think about scams. It's suddenly easier to impersonate anyone, from celebrities to loved ones. That's why companies like OpenAI are implementing safeguards like limiting access, watermarking audio, and focusing on responsible deployment with partners in education, accessibility, and healthcare. Technically speaking, what sets the voice engine apart is how little data it needs. Traditional models required hours of clean, labeled recordings. With new breakthroughs in few-shot learning, these systems generalize from minimal data. That points to a bigger trend. AI models are rapidly becoming more data-efficient and more accessible, for better and for worse. Long-term, expect this technology to keep improving. Natural speech synthesis is on track to become nearly instantaneous and hyper-realistic. Regulation, public discussion, and ongoing research will all play a role in shaping how and where the voice engine is used.
We'll keep an ear out for how that unfolds. Fascinating stuff. It's time for a short break. When we come back, we'll look at Google's latest AI model and what it means for the industry.
Are you a developer? Are you a SEO expert, Excel wizard, or Photoshop expert? Are you a data analyst or query guru but tired of it all? Let AI replace you by taking over your job so you can become free to chase your passions. Visit greencoders.net and we will install an AI machine in your place. Greencoders.net. Contact us today.
Welcome back. Our next big headline comes from Google. They've introduced Gemini 1.5 Flash, which promises both faster performance and lower costs. Aura, what's different about Gemini 1.5 Flash and how might it shake up the AI landscape?
Gemini 1.5 Flash marks an important inflection point in the evolution of large language models. The main breakthroughs here are efficiency and speed. Traditionally, powerful AI models like Gemini or GPT-4 have needed massive compute resources to generate high-quality outputs. That's great for accuracy and nuance, but it slows things down and can be quite costly, both in terms of energy and cloud expenses. With Flash, Google focused on what's called model distillation and architectural optimization. Instead of making the model even bigger, they've stripped down the parameters and streamlined task routing, allowing the system to focus its compute muscle only where it's actually needed. The result? Users get rapid responses, sometimes 2 to 3 times faster than previous models, while cutting infrastructure costs considerably. This is hugely significant for a few reasons. First, it makes AI tools far more accessible for smaller businesses, startups, schools, or regions where bandwidth and budgets are limited. Now, developing advanced chatbots, data analysis pipelines, or multilingual tools becomes much more affordable. Second, it unlocks more real-time and interactive applications, from AI-powered content moderation to rapid translation, digital assistance, or even collaborative design. Imagine conversations powered by AI that feel genuinely immediate, even on mobile devices, not just supercomputers. That said, Gemini 1.5 Flash isn't just a light version. it's tailored for high-throughput everyday applications. Google has also prioritized energy efficiency, helping address the growing environmental concerns around cloud-based AI. Looking ahead, we're going to see competition ramp up around speed, cost, and accessibility. This might mean even the most complex AI systems become part of daily workflows for millions more people. As always, the challenge will be ensuring quality and safety don't suffer in the race for efficiency.
That's a big leap. Thanks for breaking it all down so clearly, Ara. And thanks to all of you for tuning into Science Tonight. We'll be back next time with more stories on the future of science and technology. Until then, I'm John Coder. Good night.